should take another breath. Picking the pieces up takes more than a minute. Just beyond the brokenness, joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. Though you're weeping, mask for the evening, and your sorrow may stay for the night. Keep your eyes up, your heart still believing, cause your God tells the sun when to rise. Joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. What kind of love is this that wins every battle? All you have to do is just be still. It's not gonna end like this. He's always delivered, and he always will. You're weeping in the last of the evening, and your sorrow may stay for the night. Keep your eyes up, your heart still believing, cause your God tells the sun when to rise.
Well, good morning, everybody. TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, or thank goodness it's Friday. How you all doing? This is CA, on-air personality, on the iHeartRadio network in central downtown Fort Worth at the iHeartRadio studio, Face Studio 1. And we're going to kick things off here in just a little bit. But before we do, let's get a little stretch here and get a little James Brown. What do you say? There you go, as you get that cup of coffee, probably water during this time of the day. Even in the morning, I mean, it's been pretty rough for a lot of people. But you know what? It's also a happy dance Friday. Let's get a little Davy Bowie going on. What are you saying? Let's dance. There we go. A little bit of David Bowie there to get you guys rocking and rolling. And again, good morning, everybody. I hope you guys are doing well today. Oh, Very hot down here in Fort Worth, Texas. Heat advisory. I was out and about yesterday, and I tell you what, I about overcame by the heat, and I just couldn't believe it. But please be careful. Please drink plenty of water. We're going to remind you on our radio show all the time the importance of staying hydrated. Got a special treat today, and I'm going to tell you guys about what we kind of got going on. We got a great show lined up today. No Billy Graham Friday. Yours truly is going to be Bible teaching. That's me. Going to go back to my archives, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. So you know what? What do you say before I get started on that? Let's go ahead and remind you, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, feel free, gang. You can always email me here at the studio, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. The more, the merrier, okay? And share my podcast anytime. We're on all major networks, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon on the Alexa. We're also on, let's see here, we're on Apple Music. We're all over the map. A lot of people ask me how they get to me. Just search me up. We're also syndicated on our main network, which is the iHeartRadio. If you get the iHeartRadio app, download it, search up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. You can find me there. You can also stream me on your television. And you can catch a lot of my live casts that I'm starting to get back into doing. If you go ahead and like me on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, please do. We want to encourage, and you know, we got a lot of great things going on today. So you know what? Before we get started, let's just go ahead and kind of talk a little bit about what's going to happen today on the show. So I'm going to give you a little bit of motivational music to kind of pump you up. We're going to pump you up on a Friday. Okay, today on our show we do have a couple of Christian songs we're going to be playing for you. And I'm going to be Bible teaching later on here why faith, hope, and love are so important and will last forever. So get ready for that. Why faith, hope, and love are so important and will last forever. You don't want to miss that Bible teaching that I'll be teaching on. Also, Deacon Paul Brown will be here with us here in just a little bit. He's with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. He's here in the studio drinking some coffee with me. I don't have any donuts, but that rascal brought a couple of donuts, so we're going to give him a hard time because he's supposed to be on a diet, and I wonder why he's not on his diet. Well, we'll find out what's going on with that rattlesnake. Okay, also got some prayer requests on Texas Prayer. I'm going to need your assistance on. That's been a big hit. And I've had people that have put on the Texas Prayer have actually emailed me, said, "CA, thank you so much, you and your radio family, for praying for us." Some of the prayers I will tell you that I've gotten emails on have been resolved. PTL equals what? Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Also, I got the John Waller coffee song. So I got a full show lined up today. And again, share this podcast anytime. The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Like me on there. Click on station information. Find Text of Prayer on there. Put it in your contacts. And text me your prayer request anytime. All right. I think I'm ready for the deacon. What do you say? So why not? Let's get ready. He's sitting here. He's getting antsy. He's always antsy. I don't know. Maybe too much coffee. You know, I've told him to... He's sitting over here looking at me. Like, what's he talking about? Okay, here he is all the way from Tyler, Texas. Let's just introduce him right now. Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church. That's right, Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas.
We are family. I'm
Ain't I a nice guy? I give him somewhat of a leeway. And, you know, what is the old saying? You give them a lead way, they take an inch, you give them a square mile. Let's introduce him right now. What do you say? Let's give him a cheer. All right. How about some hand claps? Well, he's got a pretty good audience this morning. Morning Crow. Wouldn't be right without some Morning Crow. He's shaking his head. He's nodding his head. See, yeah, give me more Morning Crow. Okay. All right, quit laughing at him. You know he's hilarious. Charlie's a retired now, so we need to get a whistle. Somebody's whistling at him. I don't know who that could be. Drum roll. Fanfare. Countdown for the Deke.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
There you go. It's been a while. Your friend, my friend, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. How are you doing, sir?
Well, good morning there, CA, and how's everybody doing? This is Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. Now, CA, you were giving me a hard time about donuts.
Yeah, man, I thought you were on a diet.
CA, let me tell you, deacons are never on a diet. You know why? Because I gotta tell you something. They always bring donuts.
Did you say donuts?
Yeah, I call it donuts.
Deacon, where did you get that language from?
Well, you know, it's like the donuts.
You know, it's kind of like an intro.
So what they do is they bring in this assortment of donuts. Now, my favorite kind is the glazed donuts. How many glazed lovers do we have out there?
Well, I'm one of them. I love glazed donuts. I also love the donut every once in a while with the little chocolate up top, you know. But I don't want to eat too many of those because if you do, you bounce off the walls. And how are you going to listen to your Sunday sermons out there when the pastor's preaching?
Well, that's true there, C.A. But, you know, we always got to remember that that's how you break bread and you break fellowship together. You have a good cup of coffee, Jesus, in the morning, and then have yourself a donut. Now, the Baptist Church, what we do is once our preacher gets out at 12 o'clock, the Baptists are always the first one in line. Did you know that at the cafeteria?
Yeah, that's what I've heard. And I'm sure that they line up at the Turnip Cafe.
Z.A., let me tell you, the Turnip Cafe is a very busy place. You know, one time, I got you to share this if I may.
Sure, go ahead.
One time, me and Miss Mildred, she said, honey, why don't you go ahead and just sit here. I'm going to go ahead and tell them to get us a table. I said, honey, please tell them to get us a booth.
How long of a wait did you have?
C.A., we sat there for 1 hour playing Tweedledee, Tweedledum. Not necessarily, just kidding. I don't want Miss Mildred to hit me with a purse, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. So
what we do is we sit there, and then they end up getting us a table. Well, a booth, actually. And they said, Deacon, no problem. We got it just reserved just for you. Now, C.A., I'm the kind of guy where I like this particular booth at the Turnip Cafe, and what it is when you walk in there, you tell them I always tell them, hey, it's a deacon. He or she already recognized me. Say, come on in, deacon. And normally they get me to the table. It's always the right side, right corner, right there, and it's always clean. That booth's always clean for the deacon. Him and his friends to go drink coffee, eat breakfast, or have that chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes, sliding with that gravy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Well, that's good. So now we got the donut story. We got the coffee story. I just want to share a little bit before we have some text of prayers, because I'm also going to be Bible teaching today.
Oh, yes, yeah. Go ahead and share with me. I always like hearing it.
Okay. When my dad was in the bus ministry, and I'm going back into my younger years. Of course, I'm 56. I'll be 57 in August. But I'll tell you, I remember me and my brothers being the oldest out of three, and Dad would wind up going to the donut shop. Now, back then, the sugar had changed. The dough had changed because of the ingredients. Remember, they changed donuts. In fact, if you look at donuts now, donuts are a lot more smaller than they were back in the 70s, which were bigger donuts. I know my radio listeners like, see, hey, what are you talking about? You know, the older generation, a lot of you old-timer, young-timer, old-timers, whatever you want to call it. But you know what I mean there, Deacon?
I do, and you know what? The donuts have changed. They went from big to medium, and now they're even smaller for what you pay 10 times the price.
Yes, a box of glazed donuts back in the 70s. How about $3.50?
Wow.
And my dad always wanted to get hot glazed for the kids. We'd have what's called Donut Sunday about once a month. And then we had these little orange juice packet things, or Sunny D's when they first came out, that dad would, him and mom would hand out. And we had the late James Greenlee, who was also the bus driver who helped dad out. They were, goodness, I think the most buses that we ran was well over two and a half to, well, nearly three buses. And that was back in the heyday years of the Baptist Church.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, it was that. It was that. And I'll have to share that with Bus Captain Bill sometime. But anyway, I wanted to share it. Just a joy. Excuse me. It's just a joy of seeing these kids happy before they go to Sunday school. Now, the Sunday school teachers probably were like, Mr. Hall, being my dad, you know, you sugared him up. But we got permission always from the parents because, Dad, you know, we always go out there and knock on doors. Anyway, those are sweet memories. I'll be able to share more and more through the years with my family and what we've done. And, of course, my journey once a year, always share my journey as we get ready to go upon our fourth year on iHeartRadio.
See, hey, that's so exciting. I love your radio show there, buddy.
Thank you. And I wanted to let you know before we start doing these prayer requests on Text of Prayer, and then we're going to let you go off and ride off in the sunset for the weekend. By the way, happy Father's Day coming up.
C.A., thank you very much. And you know what? Happy Father's Day to you too, there, buddy.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I really do. And we honor all of our dads out there, the hardworking dads, just like me being one of them. And I don't even want bragging rights. I just go out and do what I need to do. And then I do this on iHeartRadio when I can and help out when I can on iHeartRadio to encourage the dads, the moms, the children, because we do it all. And we're here to love and serve the Lord. So, let me see if I lost my train of thought. Goodness gracious, Deacon. It's too early for me this morning here at the studio. But anyway, yes, we're going to have the John Waller Coffee Song 2 coming up. We get a lot of requests for that on Friday. But what I wanted to do right now is we're going to join together. I'm going to do five today. Five text of prayers. I've urgently got five that came in first thing this morning. We got an anonymous one, Deacon, and it says, Lord, please bless my son, Dylan. He is very sick and has lost time from work. He's worried about losing his job when he goes in to work tonight. Please prevent that from happening. Oh, my goodness. Well, anonymous one in Idaho, I should say. Let me ask you a quick question if you're catching this podcast. Hopefully, he's got a note from the doctor. All that helps, you know, maybe just anything that he can do from the doctor's note that says, you know, what's been going on. But we're going to pray and come together as a body of believers for Dylan. And I know he must be worried about his job. I'm going to tell you, God can take that worry, that anxiety, and he can take it and he can, you know, just give it to him. We're going to lift it up in the clouds of heaven and he's going to get it resolved. And then when he goes in tonight, everything's going to be okay. So let's pray for him. Dear Jesus, we come together for this anonymous listener, radio listener in Idaho. God, we pray for her son, Dylan. He's very sick and he's lost a lot of time at work. He's worried about losing his job. God, I just pray that you just intercede. Father God, I just pray that you just help him through all this and prevent him from even losing his job. We give all that to you in Jesus' name with 110% total agreement along with Deacon. Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, and yes, Dylan, hang in there, because God got you,
amen. Donna, we get a lot of these listeners in Canada, and by the way, Donna, I hope those fires are getting out over there in Canada, y'all's wildfires. Please pray for my only sister, Janet. We don't know what's wrong with her body, but God can make it right, amen. Donna, I just want to tell you, God can take situations and he can heal, because we know as a body of believers that God is a healer. He is the great physician. Not only is he our Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Almighty God, and he's our Father God, but he also is a great physician and he will heal. So yes, indeed, we want to pray for your only sister, Janet. And I hope all is well up in Canada, by the way. So let's come together united in prayer. Dear Jesus, we come today praying for Donna in Canada. God, I just pray that you be with her only sister, Janet. God, I just pray that whatever's wrong with her body, that we know that you'll make it right. We lift it up and give it all to you. In Jesus' name we pray in 110% total agreement. Amen.
Amen. Hang in there, Janet.
That's right. Thanks, Deacon. Jessica in Louisiana writes me, CA, I love your radio show. The Deacon is funny.
Well, you know, I got to step in and say, Jessica, thank you in Louisiana. We love you, too. And I'm glad I can make you laugh because that's what it's all about. You're up there in happy times, too, as well. We can be serious, but we can also make it to where you're comedy, too, as well.
That's right. And Deacon, at the end of this, I'm going to tell you what I just remembered. I had a senior moment.
CA, you get a lot of those.
I know. But anyway, Jessica in Louisiana says, I have a chronic acid reflex so bad that I can barely eat anything. Oh, my goodness. Sorry to hear that, Janet. Despite being on prescription medication. This has been going on for a month now. I am so discouraged. Well, Jessica in Louisiana, what I'd recommend doing, have you thought about maybe getting a hold of your primary care physician? And if you don't feel good about it, find you another one, in my opinion. And God will send you that right one. And you know what? He will take whatever medicine you're on, he will touch and heal you. So today we're going to pray for complete healing on your body with acid reflux. I've had that in the past. I can relate. So let's go ahead and pray for you right now. Me and the deacon will. Dear Jesus, we come to you today in prayer for Jessica in Louisiana. She has chronic acid reflux so bad that she can barely eat anything. God, I just pray even these prescription medications that she's on. She's been on for about a month now. I pray that you just heal her body. I pray she goes through a complete healing. Watch over and protect her. In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. You beat me to that one. Okay. Deacon, we got another one. Everett in Virginia says, CA, I need urgent prayer and iHeartRadio listeners. Here's my situation. Everett says he's struggling with addiction. Well, Everett, I just got to say, I am very sorry to hear that. But I'm going to tell you something. You're struggling with it right now. Right now, what you need to do is get the help that you need. If you go to church anywhere, if you got a pastor friend anywhere, if you got counselors anywhere, or family members that are counselors, reach out to them. Or what you need to do is search up addiction hotline, I'd recommend, and then have them help you and give you the guidance in Virginia of some counselors that's close in your area. And group sessions, too, would probably help you through this addiction. But I'm going to tell you, God can take addiction and he can change things. The song Turn It Around, we played it several times with John Redrick and Miranda. God, turn it around. He can take your life and he can turn it around. So we're just going to pray that in intercessory prayer for you in Jesus' name, me and the deacon are. So here we go. Dear Lord, we come together as a body of believers and as radio listeners, and we pray for Everett in Virginia, who is struggling with addiction. God, I just pray this intercessory prayer. I pray that he just turns his life around from the struggle with addiction. Lord, we give all of this to you, and we just pray you just touch and heal his body, gets the help that he needs, and turns his life around. In Jesus' name we pray in 110% total agreement. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Now, this is my last one for the prayer, for our text of prayers. Then we'll get started on our music. And again, beforehand, I want to share something with the deacon. Vicky in Louisiana writes, good morning, CA. Hope you had plenty of coffee this morning. Well, I'm on my first cup, but thank you, Vicky. I love your radio show, and congratulations on being number one in comedy. Well, I'm sorry, number nine in comedy. She puts number nine in on feed up or feed lead. Yes, we're going to share that with the deacon here in a little bit. She puts on here, Shelby is in jail. Please pray she moves to the same dorm or jail out of confinement. I need to move to a safer place, and I need a car. Absolutely, Vicky. So we need to pray for Shelby. I presume that's a daughter or a friend that's in jail, and she wants her to move to a dorm or jail and get out of confinement. Apparently, she is in confinement, and they need to move to a safer place. And she also needs a car. It's hard when you don't have transportation. But let's come as a body of believers and let's pray for Vicky. Dear Jesus, we just come to you right now. This urgent prayer, we pray for Shelby, who is in jail right now. God, I just pray that you just help her with what she's going through right now. God, I just know that that you can change things in her life. I pray that heaven's bay doors will open. I pray, Heavenly Father, that she finds a car It's not easy when you don't have transportation. I can only imagine the stress that she's under right now. God, I just pray right now in Jesus' name that you just de-stress her from what she's going through. You're the Lord of Lords, King of Kings. You're the Almighty God, and you can change things. You can turn things around. So whatever stress she's under right now, we just lift it up and give it all to you. In Jesus' name we pray in 110% total agreement. Amen.
Amen.
Now, before we get ready to play the coffee song and you get ready to head out, Deacon, I want to thank you for coming by. What I wanted to tell you, but Vicky kind of beat me to the punch on this, is that we ranked number 9, 1 out of 20, the top 9, above top 10, believe it or not, for the best morning coffee Christian comedy. And we don't do much. We've had you on here more than Producer Dave, Bus Captain Bill. I also got new characters that are coming next week. I will tell you, stay tuned. I should have more podcasts on. So I'm working on all this. I've had some dramatical things kind of going on this year that I'm a private person. I really won't go into detail with. But if you hang in there, you're going to see great things that are happening. But anyway, congratulations, Deacon, on the comedy and making it in the top 9 and the Morning Brew Christian podcast show. So you have a great day, buddy.
Well, see, the credit goes to God, and the credit goes to you for letting me come to the station.
That's right. You be careful. You have fun with Miss Mildred. We got to get rocking and rolling. And I've got to play the coffee song, and then I'll have one more song, then I'll Bible teach. So you have a great day.
You too, my friend, and everybody take care. Deacon signing off. Be safe. Have a great weekend. And all the dads out there, happy Father's Day.
There you go. How about a good cup of coffee? And Jesus in the morning on a Friday.
That sweet aroma, bold and beautiful, I can hardly wait to taste. Early morning, something wonderful is about to make my day.
How about it, a good cup of coffee and Jesus in the morning? You can only hear that song exclusively and only on my radio program and my Christian podcasting network, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. And you know what? It don't matter if it's hot coffee during the summertime. It's kind of hard, I know. I drink hot coffee and I can drink cold iced coffee. Maybe that's where you're heading today. All right, before I get started on this Bible teaching by special request, and I know you're going to enjoy it and I want you to share it, We're going to play Jeremy Camp's new song. It's really a hit. It's called Anxious Heart. Maybe your heart's going through a lot right now, and maybe your heart's getting anxious, okay, because I love this song. But I want you to listen to the words, and then we'll get to our Bible teaching. Amen. Love that song, Jeremy Camp, Anxious Heart. Okay, well today, no Billy Graham Fridays. Today we're going to be doing, I'm going back to my Bible archives by special request, why faith, hope, and love are so important and will last forever. So, you know, we always go back, friends, to the book in 1 Corinthians, right? The common one that always talks about, and I'm going to read that to you here in just a second, as I always have. Paul describes various spiritual gifts and ways we can demonstrate godly living in the world. He touches the gift of tongues, prophecy with understanding, and faith that can move mountains. Yet somehow he passes all of these things for just one thing, love. And, you know, you go in the book of, and, you know, if you haven't highlighted, I'd recommend or even circle it in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 13. He says, three things that'll last forever. What is that? Faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. A lot of times, even myself, I find myself, you know, skipping over these verses a lot. But, you know, this particular one, I got to tell you, yep, indeed. I've got this one down. I've heard it and I've read it. And I've read it even at weddings that I've officiated in the past where people wanted that incorporated in. Faith, hope, and love that lasts forever. And the greatest of these that lives and contained in that verse. We just have the task of unfolding the purpose behind it in order to connect with it. So what I want to do is try to help you as we break some of these down. The first one I want to break down to you is the purpose of faith. Faith is one of the first things that we learn about as Christians. It often starts with the quote from Jesus, and if you have the Bible, which you should have Bibles or Bible app, highlight this, the book of Luke chapter 17 and verse 6, where it says, if you have faith even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to the mulberry tree, you have been uprooted and thrown into the sea, and it would obey you. Also, Hebrews 11, chapter 11 and verse 1, gives us the clear definition of faith. You see, faith is the confidence that what we hope will actually happen. And it gives us the assurance about things that we cannot see. So my question to you is, do you believe that you have faith, even if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, even as small, God can take that and blossom it to the wonders that you wouldn't even imagine. It can be anywhere and everywhere. And that's what I tell a lot of people that ask me, you know. The purpose of faith is not to influence our own comfort. The purpose of faith is to lead us to know the heart of God and trust Him, His ways, to guide us. It is practical exercise reminding us of our place on the vine. We are the branches, and we can do nothing apart from the vine. In fact, if you go to the book of John, chapter 15 and verse 5 has a great scripture verse, and Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1 is a great definition of faith. And that, you know, if, when you have time, I want you to check those out. But I believe also that Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6 gives us the life application of it. It states, for we come to God in faith, knowing He is real and that He rewards us the faith of those who passionately seek Him. So, to sum it up, what you do as a Christian is you're seeking God's help, and that faith will get you through. Just like when you accepted Jesus Christ into your heart, you come with childlike faith, like coming to your Father. And you're admitting you're a sinner. You trust and believe in Him for God to come into your heart and save your soul. And you put all your faith, hope, and trust in Him. You see, without that, you don't have anything. And that's a proven fact. That's a CA guarantee, in fact. Second part I want to talk about is the purpose of hope. Hope is defined by Google, out of all things, I searched it up, as a feeling of expectation and a desire for certain things to happen. But it can also be defined as a feeling of trust. So faith is a belief that there is something better to seek, while hope is the expectation, or certainly that it is there. Hope is the fuel that keeps faith alive in our quest to find love. Wouldn't you all agree? By the way, that faith, which is seeking the Lord, connects us with hope, which is the expectation of finding Him. It is also through the wisdom. So if you go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 24 and verse 14, Scripture says, in the same way, wisdom is sweet to your soul. If you find it, you'll have a bright future, and your hopes will not be cut too short. You see, friends, Jesus is our model of consistency seeking wisdom. Often in our spiritual development, we hit a place of complacency where we are not good with what we have. It is a great thing to be grateful for what you do have, but there is more in your life when you continually seek wisdom. At a level, we should be graduating, moving, and growing consistently, adding to what we understand. This is what keeps hope alive. As we seek more, and we know more, and we store up confidence in who we are on the vine. In fact, if you go to the book of Luke, and you may want to highlight it, Luke chapter 2, verse 52, we get a subtle yet powerful picture of Jesus. Character that reveals the foundation of the influence and the confidence. He says in Scripture, Jesus kept increasing in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and men. Jesus is our leader, and we should follow his lead, consistently seeking wisdom and relationships with others. My third point I want to talk about is the purpose of love. You know, Paul makes it very clear, of course, in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 13, the greatest of all spiritual gifts is love. Based on this, we know that love is a result that we can see our faith and our hope. Love is a goal. How wonderful it is to understand the goal. When we start a new game, the biggest hurdle we often obtain is understanding more of the physical limitations, right? We've all been there. If you understand the goal, then you can use what you have to get there. The purpose of love is evident in the book of 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, that it is clearly the clearest picture of God's love that we have. It states, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and who knows God. Whoever does not love God, because God is love." It goes on to say in verse 19, we love because God first loved us. So the purpose of love is twofold. First, in the revelation of identity, it tells us that God is who we are in God. Secondly, it is very powerful that it allows us to do the work of Jesus, even greater works, as Jesus described in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 12, where he says, Scripture reminds us, "Whoever believes in me will also do the works I have done, and even greater works, because I am going to be with the Father." You see, love is the power to help us to believe and restoring hope in others, and it is the engine that drives spiritual lives. Fourth point is faith, hope, and love, the cycle of life. So in faith, hope, and love are the things that last forever. If you would agree with me, am I correct? It becomes clear that these things we should pursue in our lives. But some feel concerned at the thought of knowing that the end of the goal, that perhaps there's no point of life and nothing left to discover. But there is life in all things that will never run out. In the beginning, when we were born, there were no other understandings besides faith. As babies, we naturally seek care and to be nurtured. We confidentially look for one, you know, for someone to give us the care that we need. As we earn the badges of life, we become scarred by the experiences that strip our faith and sometimes even our hope away. And in turn, we forget the natural instinct to love as we become consumed with finding a new starting point. You see, friends, finding faith, hope, and love for ourselves does not mean the end of anything. It can mark the beginning of something else. So if you've ever been in a broken place in your life, you know the power of someone else showing you kindness or believing in you. So when you show love, you ignite a new belief of what you could be. Then you become hopeful, and there is still good in the world. Then you love yourself, then you share love with others that spark this cycle over and over again. This is the beginning of new beginnings and forever of both of us and all of us and our fellow friend, fellow man. Now, there's a prayer I want to pray for you, a prayer for faith, hope, and love. So as we start this prayer from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, all praises to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort. He comforts us in all troubles so we can comfort others. When we are in trouble, we're able to give the same comfort that God has given us. So here's my prayer. Join with me. God, thank you for loving me. Thank you for starting my cycle of life and giving me the wisdom needed to walk with you. I pray, Father, that you continually be interested in wisdom so that my hope cannot be cut off. I pray that I stay full. I pray my cup stays full with you, always and forever, and will look for ways to carry out your work and help someone else. In Jesus' name, in 110% total agreement. Amen. Well, I hope that that gives you the answers on my Bible teaching on why faith, hope, and love are so important and it lasts forever. Please let me know what you think of that. Feel free, you can always email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. And, I would love to hear your comments on that. Okay. There's a new song out that Brandon Lake sings. I played it. He sent it to us. So on closeout, I want to play it for you guys. It's called Praise You Anywhere. So here we go. Beautiful song. That's that new one by Brandon Lake, Praise You Anywhere. And you know what? That's been a hit, and the feedback has been great. Well, I've enjoyed it. Thank you for letting me Bible teach for you guys. I had special requests for that. But you know what? It all just boils up into the mix of giving it all to Him, trusting, believing, and saying, God, you know, you've got my life, and it's in your hands. And, you know, I always remind everybody, and I still will, that, you know, He's the Alpha, the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He knows everything about CA's life. He knows everything about Mark's life, Bob's life, Julie's life, Karen's life. He knows everything about everybody's life. He knows how long we live, how long we go home to be with Him, the ones that hopefully accepted Jesus as personal Savior. I encourage you, you always have my permission to share my podcast with anybody who needs this. We're a very encouraging radio station, and our goal is to reach and touch others. We don't have to just, we're not out, we do want to be the lighthouse, and if someone's interested and want to know about Jesus Christ, absolutely. But if someone's down and out, discouraged, and says, you know, I just don't have any faith, hey, you need to listen to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Starts off a little music, comedy, coffee song, and then, of course, the Bible teaching, which can reach somebody that's very down and out, okay? So let's lead off in prayers and get ready to saddle up and leave the studio. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray you watch over, guide, and protect us. God, I pray with this heat wave going on and heat advisories all over the world, God, I just pray you keep everybody hydrated and you just keep us calm and cool even in chaotic times. We lift it up and give it all to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, guys, this is CA On Air Personality here at the iHeartRadio studio in central downtown Fort Worth, up top the tower, Face Studio 1. Saddling up and getting out of here, so y'all have a great day and we'll talk soon. Stay hydrated. Bye for now.